This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. The Root's on fire. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, always Trump warrior, middle-class warrior, conservative warrior. This show is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, new time, same place, coming from Las Vegas, Nevada, the crossroads of America. USA Radio, all across the United States of America, Newsmax, about 80 million homes from sea to shining sea. Only show of its kind on radio or TV. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly. I take no prisoners. I'm American-made and proud of it. What did George Washington say? If you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every night on the show. We prepare for war. And so here's my column coming out of newspapers all across the United States tomorrow. As always, it starts in the Las Vegas Review Journal. It's called Super Thursday Lessons from Wayne Allyn Root. Now, I had a Super Tuesday. That was yesterday. And I want to share it with all of you. I spoke at the Nevada Republican Club this past Super Tuesday, or as Joe Biden calls it, Super Thursday. It was the biggest sellout in the club's history. It was a madhouse. Hundreds attended. Many more were turned away. They couldn't even get in. It was sold out far in advance, something that had never happened before in history. The crowd was wild, enthusiastic. The atmosphere was electric. These were 50-year-old Republicans acting like they were attending a rock concert. And what was the excitement all about? Nevada's Republicans know that I'm President Trump's staunchest national media defender and champion from the state of Nevada. They know I celebrate Trump every day on radio, TV, and newspapers. And they can't get enough. They love Trump. They're sick of the negative, biased, fake news from the mainstream media. They want to hear positive news about Trump, and they want to celebrate Trump. And there are quite a few lessons to be learned from my experience. First, Trump is the most popular politician in America. The intensity and enthusiasm has not worn off one iota after 3 years. If anything, it's higher than ever before. People love Trump. This crowd cheered wildly when I called Trump the GOAT, the greatest of all time. They want more Trump. Second, the mainstream media isn't just wrong about Trump. They're wrong about coronavirus. If things are so bad, if this is the biggest health crisis ever, if no one wants to go out in public anymore, how could my speech attract the biggest crowd in the history of the Nevada Republican Club? As usual, the media's dead wrong. They can't stop the Trump love fest, and they can't stop the Trump economy. And today, the market was up 1,100 points, over 1,000 in one day for the second time in 3 days. They obviously can't stop the Trump stock market. Third, Democrats put Joe Biden in the driver's seat on Super Thursday, as Biden calls it. We all know it as Super Tuesday. The man is way past his past due date. He doesn't know where he is half the time. He thinks half the population of America was killed by guns. He mixed up his wife and his sister on stage on Thursday. Excuse me, on Tuesday. I sound like Joe Biden. On Tuesday night. He called Chris Wallace Chuck, as in Chuck Todd, during a TV interview on Fox News. Chuck Todd, of course, is from NBC News. I wouldn't be surprised if Joe thinks he's running against Calvin Coolidge. The man is dazed and confused. Democrats may rue the day that they got what they wished for with Joe Biden. Now, Mike Bloomberg spent $600 million and got nothing for it. He won only American Samoa. He could have bought American Samoa for that price. He learned a lesson. A politician can't buy love. That's why I think Democrats have made a huge mistake. My experience at the Nevada Republican Club, Trump inspires deep love and passion and intensity. Biden is another Bloomberg. No one gets excited for Joe Biden. Joe doesn't inspire young voters like Bernie does. Joe's rallies can be held in a phone booth. No one shows up. Biden's support is a mile wide and an inch thick. Nobody loves Joe Biden. Biden reminds me of a crappy version of Hillary Clinton circa 2016. An inferior version. He's another old, decrepit, corrupt establishment hack with the support of Democrat Party bosses. But the people, the voters, won't get excited about Joe Biden. He brings nothing new to the table. He's Hillary 2.0. By the time this election is over, Democrats will be longing for what could have been with Bernie Sanders and his passionate, enthusiastic fan base. My column coming out in tomorrow's newspaper, Super Thursday Lessons, of course relating to Super Tuesday just last night. And what we found out last night is Bloomberg is out of here. No more Mike Bloomberg. Elizabeth Warren has not dropped out yet, but she, for all intents and purposes, is done. And this is now a two-man race between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, with the edge belonging to Joe Biden. Up to last night, everyone, including me, thought Biden was dead. Up to last night, everyone, including me, thought Bernie Sanders would head into the convention without clinching, but with the lead, maybe even a big lead. Now, I think probably Biden heads into the convention with a lead, but not a big lead over Bernie Sanders, and not enough to clinch. And it's going to be a brokered convention. It's going to be exactly what I predicted, a brokered convention, but they won't be stealing it from the guy in the lead, because Bernie probably won't be in the lead. Although you never know. Biden was dead a few days ago, politically, and maybe Bernie, who everyone now thinks is dead, for all you know, Bernie will be back in a few days, bigger and better than ever before. I mean, he won California. That's an amazing thing. Won California. You know why? Lots of illegals in California. Lots of illegal Latinos in California. And Bernie won that vote. Bernie did better with Latinos last night. Biden did great in the South with black voters. And I assume for only one reason. Because what's Joe Biden ever done for black voters in America? Well, he did well because he was Barack Obama's vice president. And there's a connection there between the first black president, Barack Obama, and his loyal vice president for 8 years in the black community. There's a connection. So really, the black community rescued Joe Biden's entire political career from the scrap heap. But here's what I would say. And this could be the most important thing I've ever said on national TV or national radio. I don't know that Joe Biden is senile. I don't know that Joe Biden has dementia. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. And I didn't examine his brain function. I don't know that Joe Biden has early onset dementia or Alzheimer's disease. But I know what my eyes see. It looks like Joe Biden is not sharp anymore. It looks like Joe Biden doesn't have it anymore. It looks like he might suffer from some sort of senility. And I'm not the only one saying it. Everyone's saying it. Look all over the internet. Look at Twitter. Look at Facebook. Everybody is saying that Joe Biden looks like he has senility, or he's senile, or he has dementia, or he has early onset Alzheimer's, or whatever it may be. There's a problem. And America, you know, this guy has his finger on the nuclear button. He's the commander of the military, of the strongest force in the world. He's the CEO of the United States economy. You've got to prove to me that he's all there. That's a very reasonable thing to say. When I ask questions about Obama, you know what they said about me? They said, you've got to be a racist to ask questions about Obama. You have no right to ask questions of Obama. You must be a birther. And I never asked about his birth in my whole life, by the way, ever, on TV or radio, ever, did I mention his place of birth. So I'm not a birther. But you know what? Birthers had a right to ask the question. You have a right to ask any and every question of the person becoming the most important person in America and the world, the President of the United States. The greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. We all have an obligation to ask questions. So I'm going to say it right now on national TV. We have to get a team of brain doctors to study Joe Biden's brain and health and give him a clean report or tell me what's going on. Because to me, the synapses in his brain are not snapping right. They're not hitting right. Right? They're not moving correctly. They're not moving in concert with each other. Now, it could be because he's been a gaffe factory his entire life. He always said silly, stupid things, Joe Biden, always, when he was young and healthy. But here's a guy who had major brain surgery just a few years back. Major brain surgery. He had, I believe, an aneurysm on the brain. And so I just want to know, what is your health status? I want to know, and the American people should demand to know, is there any sign of early senility? We have every right to ask, and I want to be the first one in the country to ask, because it's now gotten serious. I never thought he had a chance until Super Tuesday. He was dead in the water. And by the way, I'll mention another thing, Nevada. That's where this show comes from, Las Vegas, Nevada, the crossroads of America. He campaigned hard in Nevada, Joe Biden did. So did Bernie Sanders, so did every other Democrat potential presidential nominee. They all campaigned here day and night for months. And Joe Biden got crushed here. The people that saw them up close and personal were completely unimpressed by Joe Biden. And Joe Biden lost, I think the number was like 41 or 42% for Bernie and 19% for Joe Biden. He got crushed. He got beat more than 2-1 in Nevada, and he was left for roadkill, dead, politically dead in the water. And suddenly the whole Democrat Party decided, we got to stop Bernie, and they all quit under pressure, probably offered bribes. You're going to be vice president. You're going to be secretary of this. You're going to be secretary of that. You're going to be famous. You can't win. Might as well do it. A good thing for the Democrat Party, and they all got together, they all endorsed Biden. And today, Bloomberg dropped out and endorsed Biden. They're all endorsing a guy. We need to know if that guy is mentally prepared and capable to be the president of the United States of America. We have every right to know. It's the most stressful job in the world. And he's not sharp. He's not all there anymore. Everybody sees it. You see it. You know it. Time to ask that question strongly. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. Alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking, and no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action to protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Allyn Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll free. 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggest.com/Root and type in the promo code Root 20% off.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the warrior, conservative warrior, capitalist, evangelist, proud of America, love American exceptionalism, proud to be born in the USA. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Obviously, if you heard my commentary in the last segment about the fact that I think Joe Biden's a horrible candidate, the Democrats are going to be very upset that they got what they wished for and prayed for. Let me tell you, they're going to rue the day they wished for Joe Biden. He is so bad on the campaign stump, so bad giving speeches, so bad in debates. He looks like a helpless, lost old man out there, suffering from some sort of brain cramp, some sort of problem at the very least. He just doesn't have it anymore at the very least. You know, by the way, there's a lot of old people in America who are still very intelligent and could give back to society and could still work every day, but they couldn't take the rigors of being the president of the United States, and they're not quite, their synapses are not firing as quick as they used to fire in their brain. I get that. You could be a very good person and be 80 years old and still go to work every day. I hope I'll go to work every day at the age of 80. I doubt Newsmax TV is going to let me be on TV at the age of 80, 25 years from now. I doubt it, but you never know. I might be the one and only exception. You hear that, Chris Ruddy? But having said that, Joe Biden, President of the United States, do you know what the stress is of the President of the United States? Do you know how difficult that job is? It turns young men into old men. So if you enter the presidency turning 80 in your first year as president, I believe by the end of his first year, he'll be 80. And in speeches, on the stump, everywhere I hear him, debates, he just doesn't look or sound good. He sounds lost. And so I know Joe McCarthy and President Trump agree with me. Joe McCarthy, I mean Kevin McCarthy, of course, the House Minority Leader, the GOP House Minority Leader, the leader of the United States Congress for the Republicans, says he believes that Trump has a better chance of beating Joe Biden than Bernie Sanders. And I agree. I always thought Bernie Sanders was a big albatross on the Democrat Party because he is a socialist and really a communist, an extreme radical socialist trending towards communist. And that would be terrible for the Democrat Party all the way down the ticket. But his enthusiasm, his energy, and his fan base that's crazed with energy and enthusiasm and love for Bernie. You can't buy that. Bloomberg can't buy it. Biden can't buy it. There's no enthusiasm for Biden. There never was enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton. Biden's another Hillary Clinton and another Bloomberg. No one cares about him. So there are no enthusiastic followers. So instead of going up against a guy who has equal enthusiasm and equal enthusiastic followers like Bernie does versus Trump and could fill a 20,000-seat stadium with enthusiastic liberals and lefties and communists and socialists and Marxists, now you got Bernie that can't fill a phone booth. So I actually think we're better off with Bernie because forget about the senility possible issue. Forget about that for a minute. The corruption issue. Are you aware that in Ukraine, they've given the prosecutor the green light to open up a criminal investigation of Joe Biden now, at the very moment in time where he just swept to victory on Super Tuesday? This is how clueless the average Democrat voter is. It's what I said to Democrats in 2016. And I'm on record. I did it on many TV and radio interviews and on my local radio show in Las Vegas in those days. I wasn't nationally syndicated and I wasn't on my own show on Newsmax TV yet. But I did it in many interviews. I said, you can't possibly nominate Hillary Clinton when she's the most unlikable person in all of politics. Nobody likes her. And she's got the specter of a FBI criminal investigation hanging over her head. That's exactly what Joe Biden has now, a criminal investigation in Ukraine hanging over his head, and you're going to make him the nominee? And what this shows you is not that the party got together and decided overnight. Overnight, the American people said, we choose Biden, he's great, we love him. No, a week ago, nobody loved him. He was left for roadkill. Nobody loves Joe Biden. You know what happened? They all got together and they looked at the list of candidates and they said, oh my God, we can't win with any of them. This is the worst group I've ever seen and Bernie Sanders is the worst of the worst. Let's pick the best of the worst. The best of this group of horrible candidates appears to be Joe Biden. Of course, they decided that without realizing that he's got problems on the stump. He's got problems in the debate. He thought his wife last night was his sister on the stage. And of course, he's got a criminal investigation in Ukraine hanging over. All right. Speaking of older guys, Prostate Guide for Men is the sponsor of the show. Their commercial and their message is coming up next. Great people. And they've studied every prostate pill sold on American TV, and they can tell you in a lab what works and what's just pure garbage. And it's free. Plus $25, you're getting it for free for being a fan of Wayne Root. Now,
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says there will be more widespread testing for the coronavirus.
Now, all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
The vice president says he's taking the new task force to Washington after a 10th death was confirmed today. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he's not surprised billionaire Michael Bloomberg is throwing his support behind former Vice President Joe Biden.
I heard about that. He certainly brought a lot of money into this race. He certainly made a lot of television networks very, very wealthy, and I'm sure they're very disappointed that he's leaving.
Sanders, speaking at a news conference in Vermont, says he did not know that Bloomberg suspended his campaign earlier today. Sanders says the political establishment is determined to stop him, and many billionaires such as Bloomberg are with Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or...
Annual convention in Washington, D.C. I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You can
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, the warrior. Letting it fly on national TV. Shooting from the hip but speaking from the heart. No other show like it. We did an interview earlier today with Steve Moore, the former economic advisor to the President of the United States, one of the architects of Trump's tax cut. I'd like to think I had a place in that as well. And, of course, Larry Kudlow had a huge place in it. But he was a very principled, important guy in Trump's economy and all the good things that have happened. My buddy Steve Moore of FreedomWorks. And we did an interview earlier today to talk about the economy and coronavirus and the stock market. So without further ado, Mr. Steve Moore. All right, Wade Allen Roots, and I've got a great interview lined up for today with former Trump economic advisor and now FreedomWorks economist Steve Moore, my buddy of many years. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Steve.
Hi, Wayne.
So let me start, you know, because you're a money guy like me, you and I love to talk money and economics and jobs. I just want to quickly ask a political question. Mike Bloomberg is out of it. As we do this interview, he just dropped out a couple hours ago of the political race, presidential race. And it's just to me proof, Steve, that money can't buy you love. Donald Trump didn't buy the election. People love him. Nobody liked Mike Bloomberg. For $600 million, he couldn't buy a single person's love.
Well, he did buy American Samoa, but you're right. I mean, how do you spend that much money and get so few votes? I don't think he even got over 10% in most of the states that he was on the ballot in. And, you know, it is a sharp contrast, isn't it, Wayne, between what Trump did and what Bloomberg did? Because what you and I know, but a lot of Americans don't know this, is that Donald Trump spent almost no money. He almost spent nothing
Correct.
On his campaign because he had what we call earned media. He was on TV all the time. He was on the front pages of every newspaper every single day. And he has such a commanding presence that the media had to follow him. And I used to ask him, why aren't you paying for TV commercials? He said, I don't need to be on the commercials. I'm on the air all the time. People don't want to watch me during the commercials, too. And meanwhile, you have Bloomberg, and all he did was spend money on TV political ads. And most of them weren't really very good. And none of them were very memorable. And I think, you know, he had some really, really poor, you know, political class, people running his campaign who didn't know what they were doing. But also he didn't have a message, you know, and Trump had a very sharp message about making America great again, getting tough on China, those kinds of things. So that Bloomberg is out. I think that what did in Bernie last night, and I don't think he's done yet, but he's, you know, he better rally soon or he's going to be done. I think, Wayne, and I wonder what you think about this. I think the turning point, because remember, he was on a roll, and then he gave that 60-minute interview when he praised Castro in Cuba.
Fidel.
And it just was downhill from there.
Yeah, and, number one, I agree with you totally. The Fidel Castro thing is what made everybody turn against him, and they realized how radical he was. But number two, Steve, I think all of this points to the folly of what Democrats just did. Yeah, it looks like now Biden's in the driver's seat. It's not a done deal, but he looks good that he's going to win the nomination. But here's a guy that nobody loves, just like no one loved Bloomberg. Bloomberg spent money and no one loved him. Biden did spend that kind of money and doesn't have personal money, but nobody ever loved Biden. I always said his support when he was 20 points up in the Democrat primary for 2 years, I always said it was a mile wide and an inch thick. Nobody loves Joe Biden. He's just there, and that's the problem. I don't believe they've gotten themselves a good replacement for Bernie Sanders. I think they're right back in that Hillary Clinton, Mike Bloomberg mode where no one ever liked Hillary, nobody ever liked Bloomberg, nobody likes Joe Biden. Lots of people passionately love Donald Trump, and you're not going to beat love with a guy that's just there. Biden is just there. Just want to get your thoughts on that real quick, then we'll get back to economics.
I agree, you know, entirely with that. And, you know, one of the reasons that Donald Trump always outperforms the polls, and oftentimes very significantly, as you know, Wayne, is because what polls do not measure is the intensity of how people support candidates.
Right.
And you and I know we met all those, so many of those Trump supporters. They would have gone through a burning building to vote for Donald Trump. I don't see that happening. You don't have that level of enthusiasm. You certainly didn't have it for Hillary Clinton, right? And I don't think you're going to see it for Joe Biden. And I do think I agree with the premise of what you're saying. I think, just mark my words, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks from now, I think you're going to have buyer's remorse, right? Where people go, whoa, we're stuck with this guy?
Well, remember, he said it's Super Thursday. Win for me on Super Thursday. He doesn't know where he is, what time it is, what town he's in. He is, in my opinion, either just old and he's lost it, or he's suffering from early onset dementia, or early onset, aging problems. But whatever it is, his synapses are not firing the way they once did. But let's get into economics. Coronavirus. Democrats thought they finally had an issue to take Trump down. The thousandth time they thought they would take Trump down. And I saw moments before my interview with you started that private payrolls are up 183,000 last month. So there doesn't even seem to be a coronavirus effect yet, not even a mild one yet. Business is still marching forward in the Trump economy. Your thoughts?
I'm glad you mentioned that jobs report. I had not seen it. That must be hot off the presses. And, of course, on Friday we get the official, jobs report. I'm going to disagree with you a little bit on this one, Wayne. I am nervous about, because we're, those statistics you're talking about, rearview mirror. I am a little bit worried about businesses. I've talked to a lot of business leaders in the last week or so. They're very worried that, contracts have been suspended, that, projects have been delayed, the supply chain is in a bit of havoc right now. So I do think the economy is going to take a hit. I hope it's just for the first quarter. And by the way, in terms of the stock market effect, once people have a sense that the thing is crested and that we have at least some containment of this, I think we go right back on that very prosperous path that Trump has put us on. But I am a little bit worried about the short-term effects. I do think we're going to see a hit with GDP in the first quarter, maybe even the first half of the second quarter. But, we'll see. And this is not fully contained yet. So, we just still have to worry about this panic, getting worse. But I do think it's crested.
Yeah, you and I don't disagree. Listen, I'm worried. Who's not worried? Everybody has businesses on the line, and I live in Vegas, but I can only tell you the Vegas effects, what happens in Vegas really does represent the whole United States, to play on that famous Vegas word. What happens here happens everywhere. Knock on wood, very little effect so far.
Are people coming to the casinos still? I mean, have you seen a reduction in the tourist traffic there in Vegas?
That's my point, Steve. So far, very few cancellations, a few of conventions, but very few. It's been business as usual, and the Strip is jammed. And I gave a speech yesterday, and hundreds of people showed up, and it was the biggest turnout and the first sellout in the history of the Nevada Republican Club. And the place was jammed, and all of us shook hands, and all of us hugged, and the crowd was wildly enthusiastic. Nobody was thinking about coronavirus. I think that this whole thing is a terrible worry, but I think it's going to wind up being, on a scale of 1 to 10, a 10 for worry, and hopefully like a 3 or below for actual effect.
I generally agree with that. We're not out of the woods yet, for sure. And I got to tell you, Wayne, the country that is going to have long-term negative effects from this, of course, is China. And one of the takeaways of this for, the American people is, thank God we don't have a government-run healthcare system in the United States, because we've seen what's happened with China and some of these other countries that do. They don't have the treatments. They try to cover up what's going on. They treat their citizens like, cattle that have been infected with mad cow disease. This idea that we should have government control, I hope people realize now what a bad idea that would be.
All right, Steve Moore, you and I agree 100% on everything. I am worried, but I don't think in the long run you could stop the Trump economy, and I think we're headed for a nice election victory in November. Steve Moore, thanks for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Steve Moore, former presidential economic advisor for President Trump and now a Freedom Works economist. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
All All right, Wayne on the Roots, welcome back. Steve Moore interview from earlier today. Steve's a good friend of me and this show, so I really appreciate Steve coming on. I want to give you some poll results coming out of major Super Tuesday primaries yesterday. Here's the results asking Democrat voters about socialism in an NBC exit poll. California, what do you think of socialism? Favorite, unfavorable. Favorable, 54%. Unfavorable, 33%. A 21-point margin in favor of socialism. Texas, again, this isn't Texas everyone. Most people in Texas are for capitalism, against socialism. That's why Republicans win. But Democrats in Texas, 57% favorable to socialism, 37% unfavorable. 20-point victory in Texas among Democrats for socialism. And then Tennessee, 47-44 favorable. North Carolina, 48-42 favorable. So everywhere, I mean, Texas is a Republican state. Tennessee is a Republican state. North Carolina is a Republican state. California, obviously not. But everywhere in the country, even in red states, Democrats favor socialism. Isn't that unbelievable? And by the way, yesterday, the untold story of Super Tuesday, President Trump trounces the vote totals of all past incumbents in states all over the United States. Blue states, red states, purple independent states. Trump beat what Obama did. Trump beat what Bush did. Trump did great for an incumbent running for re-election. He brought out huge numbers of voters, much more than Obama did when he was running for re-election in 2012. When we get back, I'll tell you about the big fight today between Chuck Schumer and the United States Supreme Court and a big ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court up next on abortion. We'll see you in a sec. This is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. Members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big.
Shine is known as offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. The root's on fire. Our show, the only show like it on American TV and on the radio. No notes, no teleprompter, no script. I just shoot from the hip and speak from the heart. This show comes to you from deep inside the war room in the country I call Trump Land, in the beautiful home I live in called Wayne Manor. We love entertaining you and educating you and empowering you. More news of the political world today. Chuck Schumer. A lot of people mad at Chuck Schumer. He threatens Supreme Court justices. I don't remember anybody ever threatening a Supreme Court justice. Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. You will pay the price. You won't know what hits you if you make awful decisions. This is during a speech about an abortion case that's now before the U.S. Supreme Court today. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, stated to Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, "You've released the whirlwind. You will pay the price. You won't know what hits you if you go forward with these awful decisions." Now, if Trump says something just like that, the entire world's on fire. They're all saying Trump's the most horrible person ever. He meant physical harm. He meant someone in his following should go kill the guy. Trump's a murderer. He's a Nazi. He's Hitler. He's KKK. Derangement syndrome, and they twist every word that Donald Trump or Wayne Root or any conservative says into everything's got to be about, you know, we're suggesting murder. When in reality, liberals suggest it every day, every second of every day. And, of course, liberal governors are busy declaring states of emergency for coronavirus, and I'm worried about it, too. But think about this for a minute. So far, thank God, knock on wood, I know it's going to get much higher, but there's like 12 people dead in the United States due to coronavirus. But last year, I believe the number is right around 3,000 Americans died because of open borders and illegals came in this country and murdered 3,000 Americans. Some of them could have been your daughter, your son, your mom, your dad. And think about this. How many illegals came in through that open border provided by the Democrats and didn't kill someone, but they maimed someone? They brain damaged someone. They raped someone. They assaulted someone. They carjacked. They home invaded. They terrorized somebody who's now afraid to leave their house for the rest of their lives, afraid to step foot in their own neighborhood, afraid to step foot in their own small business. How many illegals have terrorized Americans, and yet nobody in California declares a special state of emergency because of illegals or because of the over-the-top homeless problem and homeless people mumbling to themselves, mentally ill drug addicts, alcoholics, nutcases, violent people? Nobody says there's a state of emergency because of that. The governor of California declared a state of emergency today over coronavirus because the first person died in California from coronavirus. Does any of this make sense to anyone? It's never an issue when the favored groups of Democrats kill someone or rape someone or do something bad or overwhelm the system, the medical system, the education system. Our kids are all screwed in school because in every classroom there's an illegal. Or there's 10 illegals, or there's 20 illegals, or there's 30 out of 40 people are illegal in major cities. And they're all English learners. They don't know how to speak English. English is a second language learner. So we have to spend $150,000 to put a special teacher in the classroom, and they got to stop. Every 3 sentences, they got to stop to translate to the people who don't speak English. You think your kid's learning anything? They're not. When you stop every minute to translate, they're not learning anything. So you're ruining the education and therefore the future prospects of all of the children in the United States of America who have to sit in a classroom with an illegal alien who doesn't speak English. This guy is so ridiculous, but that's not a national emergency. And on the border, people getting killed, that's not a national emergency. And the welfare system overrun, that's not a national emergency. And how about this one? If we do fear coronavirus, and everybody with a brain does, isn't open borders the one way that America could be destroyed by coronavirus, letting in everyone? And yet a liberal judge last week from where else, the Ninth Circuit Court in California, they ruled or tried to rule, it was quickly overturned, thank God, but they tried to rule initially that Trump has to let everybody in. No more leaving them on the other side in Mexico when they declare asylum. Can you imagine? A liberal judge who knows nothing about national security and doesn't care about your kid or mine and knows nothing about coronavirus, has no scientific stats in front of them, wants to let everybody in. Well, what happens when 20% of the people you let in are sick, diseased, need help, and we're supposed to spend millions of dollars saving them? You know what it must cost to save one person's life who actually has coronavirus? Probably $1 million. You know, with today's high-tech medical equipment in the United States, probably $1 million. You're in the hospital for like 2 weeks, a month. It's probably $1 million to be in ICU for a month. So do you want to help all the world's sick people? I can't afford it. Can you afford it? Can America afford it? Can California afford it? No. Can Washington, D.C. and the federal government afford it? No. Not if you want to help real Americans who are in trouble. So all of this comes back to open borders and illegal immigration. All of it. All right, we're heading out for the night. Let's say a prayer the coronavirus does not turn into a big threat and does not hurt the economy and does not kill thousands of people. And let's say a prayer, as I always do, for the police and all the first responders and the military and the vets. God bless you all for the sacrifice you make for this country. As we end the show, don't rush to the refrigerator, to the kitchen to make a sandwich, or the bathroom. I want you to hear the message from my sponsor, My Doctor Suggests. In the age of coronavirus, this could be the single most important message you'll ever hear, because they have a product that has proven effective in combating viruses and building up your immune system. My Doctor Suggests, next.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.